The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angel had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. One of the more formidable memories of my own childhood is attending Christmas Eve service at Bethel Lutheran Church back in Grove City and hearing my mother sing, "O Holy Night." I hope you can forgive me for using this wonderful hymn as the subject of my message this evening and not as one of our hymns. The words to "O Holy Night" were written by Placide Capot, a French wine merchant and poet. Ironically, he wasn't a very religious man. He is described as having socialist, Republican, and secular views. Yet, when he was asked by the local parish priest to write a Christmas poem, "O Holy Night" is what he came up with. That was in the mid-1800s, and it has inspired us ever since. The words were later set to music in 1847 by Adolphe Adam, a French composer and music critic, known mostly for his ballads and his operas. Now, Adam was the son of a music professor at the Paris Conservatory, and it was his father's greatest hope that his son would one day follow in his footsteps. But Adolphe was a rather rebellious child. He was obstinate to the end. In the conservatory where he went to school, he actually only played the triangle in the school orchestra, and he wrote vaudeville songs on the side. In midlife, he got crossways with the director of the Paris Opera House, and he ran off and he decided to start his own opera company. Well, it only lasted about a year, and it left him broke for life. Circumstances notwithstanding, though, Capot's poem, "Cantique de Noël," now set to Adam's music, became an instant success. There's an urban legend that it was the very first piece of music ever broadcast on the radio. And while that has been debunked in recent years, what remains undisputed is that for over 160 years now, O Holy Night has been one of the most beloved of all Christmas carols. And so for our devotion tonight, I'd like for us to consider the meaning of its timeless message. It begins, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. I can imagine for those who were living in Bethlehem at that time that this night was for the most part like any other night. Which is to say that who would have ever thought that the long-awaited Messiah would come, the Savior of the world would come in this particular place and time. Yet that's the way God works, isn't it? God pours out his blessings of grace and love when we least expect it, wherever you happen to be, and without warning and a lot of to-do. In which case, who knows, maybe God does have a blessing for you, for us, this very night. You never know. The song goes on to say, long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A common image for sinfulness in the world and the sinfulness of individuals like us, for that matter, is darkness. And that's the image we get when we hear these words. This goes along with the stars brightly shining. For the darker the night, the brighter the stars will shine. And that, in a word, is good news for us. For the more we know our own sinfulness, the more we can appreciate God's grace and love. Remember the prostitute who washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. The other guests objected, but Jesus came to her defense, and he said, because her sins were many, she could appreciate forgiveness more than they. For Capot, the world on the night of Jesus' birth was dark, pining in sin and error. And I like that word, pining here. It means a yearning, a deep longing for something that you don't have and you can't get on your own. Like forgiveness and love and affection, pining has to do with something that you can't go out and buy in the stores or demand that it be supplied to you. But it can only be hoped to receive as a gift. And that's what the good news of Christmas is all about. The long-awaited Messiah came to earth. God's promise of salvation is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. The power of sin and death is broken once and for all. Our relationship with God is restored. And because of that, our soul felt its worth. Capot goes on to write, a thrill of hope. The weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. This echoes what we just heard a moment ago. The more you know of your unworthiness to kneel before the Christ child, the more you are able to sing joy to the world, the Lord has come. There is no place in the manger scene for those who are arrogant or proud. Only those who come in humility and in gratitude for God's amazing grace. Folks like the shepherds abiding in the fields and the magi coming from the east. It is the weary soul that rejoices, not the soul that is caught up in its own self-importance. This is what Jesus would later tell the religious leaders who criticized him for eating with tax collectors and sinners. He says in Mark chapter 2, those who are healthy have no need of a physician, but those who are ill. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Another favorite hymn of mine puts it this way. Come, ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love, and power. Come, ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Let not conscience make you linger, nor of fitness fondly dream. All the fitness he requireth is to feel your need of him. It is in that spirit that Capoe writes, fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Listen, the wonder of Christmas is that that same transforming power of God's love in Jesus Christ, made known to the shepherds so long ago, is available to you this night. If you are willing to fall on your knees in humility and devotion to the Christ child, this night can be for you the night in which Christ is born anew in your heart and you are reborn by his Spirit. When that happens, you too will be able to sing with Capoe and share the good news that truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and glory have evermore proclaim. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.